Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Social Animal, The Hidden Sources of Love, Character, and Achievement. By David Brooks offers a deep and insightful exploration into the intricacies of human behavior. Using a narrative style that weaves together scientific research, psychology, neuroscience, and sociology, Brooks crafts an engaging story centering on two main characters, Harold and Erica. Through their individual life journeys, he delves into the hidden forces that shape who we are, including our desires, relationships, and the values we hold dear. Brooks challenges the traditional view that rational thinking alone drives success, highlighting instead the crucial role played by unconscious impulses, social interactions, and emotional intelligence. The book does more than just explain why people act the way they do. It shows how invisible inner forces and social connections influence achievement, happiness, and fulfillment. The Social Animal invites readers to look beyond surface-level explanations for human behavior and encourages a deeper understanding of self and others. Grounded in empirical research but presented in a readable, narrative-driven format, this book is both a roadmap and a revelation for anyone curious about what makes us truly human. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the power of the unconscious mind. One of the central themes of The Social Animal is the tremendous influence the unconscious mind exerts on our daily lives. Brooks synthesizes findings from modern neuroscience and psychology to reveal that the vast majority of our thoughts, judgments, and decisions occur beneath the level of conscious awareness. He illustrates this idea through the lives of his characters, whose choices in love, career, and friendship are shaped not just by logical reflection, but by deeply rooted instincts, subtle social cues, and emotions cultivated from early childhood. Brooks discusses phenomena like implicit memory and the gut feelings that guide us, arguing that reason is often used as a post hoc explanation for decisions already made in the subconscious. By acknowledging the power of the unconscious, the book invites readers to appreciate the complexity of human motivation while resisting the simplistic idea that humans are purely rational actors. Secondly, the role of relationships in shaping character. Brooks dedicates significant attention to the foundational role of social connections in shaping identity and personal growth. The narrative shows how Harold and Erica's lives are deeply impacted by early attachments with family, peer influences, mentorship, and romantic relationships. Brooks draws on research to explain how secure attachments and supportive social environments foster resilience and self-confidence, while lack of connection can hinder emotional development. He delves into how imitation, empathy, and even the subtle cues picked up in childhood guide the development of character and the capacity for forming meaningful bonds. Ultimately, the story underscores that character is not forged in isolation, but is the product of continual interaction and engagement with others. Thirdly, culture and environment as shaping forces. The Social Animal posits that culture and environment play pivotal roles in determining success and happiness. Through detail-rich scenes in schools, neighborhoods, and workplaces, Brooks demonstrates that our daily contexts subtly shape expectations, ambitions, and behaviors. He explores how cultural norms, socioeconomic background, and community values influence not only what goals we pursue, but also how we perceive possibilities and setbacks. Brooks draws attention to the importance of environments that foster curiosity, cooperation, and grit. The book argues that achievement is not just a matter of innate talent or willpower, but arises from being embedded in constructive, nurturing contexts. This perspective broadens the discussion about opportunity and merit by underscoring the necessity of systemic support and communal culture for individual flourishing. Fourthly, emotion, intuition, and decision-making. A major topic that threads through the narrative is the intertwining of emotion and logic in decision-making. Brooks discusses how emotional responses provide essential guidance in complex social settings, often outperforming pure rationality in helping individuals navigate ambiguous situations. He uses contemporary research to explain how quick, intuitive judgments, sometimes called fast thinking, are the product of years of accumulated experience and observation. The narrative shows how Harold and Erica's successes and failures depend largely on their ability to interpret their own emotions and those of others. Rather than dismissing emotions as unreliable, Brooks elevates their status, framing them as vital, evolutionarily honed tools for survival and fulfillment. Lastly, achievement and the ingredients of a meaningful life. In its concluding arguments, The Social Animal addresses the question of what constitutes true achievement and a well-lived life. Instead of focusing only on traditional measures of success, such as wealth and status, Brooks emphasizes the importance of purpose, character, and connection. The journeys of Harold and Erica highlight that real achievement is not a solitary endeavor, but emerges from participation in communities, the pursuit of meaningful goals, and ongoing moral development. The book draws on positive psychology and sociology to unpack the attributes that lead to lasting fulfillment: a sense of belonging, a drive for excellence that benefits others, and the courage to grow through adversity. By redefining success, Brooks offers a nuanced model of aspiration that balances inner satisfaction with outward accomplishment. In conclusion, The Social Animal is a compelling read for anyone fascinated by the underlying forces that drive human relationships, ambition, and fulfillment. It is particularly relevant for students of psychology, sociology, education, or those engaged in personal development and leadership. Educators, parents, and policymakers will also find invaluable insights within its pages, as Brooks stresses the importance of environment and social context in nurturing character and ability. What sets this book apart from others in its genre is its holistic and engaging approach. By blending scientific findings with narrative storytelling, Brooks makes complex research accessible and personally resonant. As readers follow the intertwining lives of Harold and Erica, they see firsthand the richness of the human experience and gain practical wisdom about navigating their own lives. Buying this book offers more than a passive reading experience. It provides a framework for self-reflection and for understanding others with greater empathy. In a world that often prioritizes individual achievement and rational thinking, The Social Animal reminds us of the critical, often unseen forces that connect us to one another and to our deepest sources of meaning. Choosing this book means investing in a broader, more compassionate, and scientifically grounded perspective on what it means to succeed and thrive. That is why The Social Animal stands out as a must-read against the backdrop of more narrowly focused self-help or psychology texts. If you would like to support David Brooks, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.